This guy came up to me and he's like, I know who you are. And, you know, I know you used to be an artist and I'm an artist and you've got to come to my warehouse and check it out. And we kind of didn't fall for it. Me and my friends and I were going home. And he just kept going on and on and on. He's super persistent. And when we got in the car to leave, he jumped in the car and paid the taxi driver to take us to the warehouse. And we went into the warehouse and this dude had like this painting, like it just looked so amateurish and really weird. So I was like, I don't get what you do. Like, are you a painter, a curator? You want me to see your work? Do you want me to buy your work? Do you want me to do some work with you? Like, I don't get it. And he's like, no, I just need to show you the space. Like, I have to show you the space. So he took us into this room. And I burst out laughing because it was so cliched serial killer movie looking room. Like, it had cutouts of all these sort of biblical iconography and words circled and blood dripping down. It was like something out of the movie Seven. And so I was laughing because there were words like dark, what in me is sad and dark and darkness and stuff. And then he grabbed my friend and tried to push my friend down the cellar. And he's like, get in, so I freaked out. So I was like running in my high heels. And he came and he grabbed me and he's like, but you haven't met them yet. So he pushed me to this painting, and it was a painting of like a pirate boat with like 9 sort of black ghosty blobs on it. And one in the middle was really colorful. It was really colorful like this. And he's like, that's you. You belong here. Don't you know you belong here? You're the 10th one. You belong in my warehouse. It's really crazy because we couldn't get out of the front door, and it was like Twin Peaks with drapes of curtains and stuff. Like, when you run through the warehouse, the exit part is like this sort of curtained room, and it was like a maze. It was like the scariest moment of my life. And when I started running out, and we smashed the door and opened the door and ran out, and he was chasing me going, I'm sorry, come back. And then we just ran into a car, jumped in a car, and we were just like, drive now. I'm MIA, and that's my best story ever.